Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 5. It says very beautifully, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the other translation says hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I was reading a story about a man who was grappling with his weight issues. And he writes very beautifully. He says, "I've struggled with my weight most of my life. I have dropped weight and put it back on. I have tried every diet and made up some of my own. I maintained a friendly battle with my weight till I became extremely ill. And for a year, I was unable to walk beyond the mailbox. Needless to say, I gained more weight than ever and found myself facing a huge challenge. I needed to lose more pounds than there are days in a month. With age nipping at my heels, it wasn't as easy to drop the pounds as it used to be. And I found myself feeling hopeless. The kind of hopelessness that makes you think, what's the use? I might as well not even try." My dear brothers and sisters, no doubt you can relate, not necessarily to the weight issue, but to the hopelessness. And I'm addressing a very important point, and very important thing is hopelessness. Maybe you are in a stressful marriage or facing health issues that have you thinking, what's the use? Or you are in a frustrating job, or facing a difficult family situation, or wondering if you'll ever get good enough grades to graduate, or dealing with the death of the most important person in your life, or struggling through many failed attempts to have a child, right? Here's the truth. What is the truth? We serve a God of hope, amen? And it's a hope that will not disappoint us. Hallelujah. It is not based on feelings. It's rooted in a relationship with the one who can be trusted above all others. We wait together for this unseen hope, knowing the God of hope will not abandon or disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you this morning, because we live in a world of hopelessness. We are surrounded with people who have no hope in their lives. But we thank God who gives us hope, who has never abandoned us, who never disappoints us. And you can faithfully keep trusting on his covenantal promises that he has given to you. He'll always come through. He'll always rescue you. He'll always grant you the breakthroughs. He'll always deliver you. He'll always come forth with healing so that you will be blessed abundantly. Amen. So be encouraged. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Abba Father, we are grateful to you that, Lord, you grant us hope in our hopeless situations. O Lord God Almighty, when we are surrounded with hopelessness all around us, you grant us hope. O Lord God Almighty, there's a bright shining light in this dark world, and that light is the light of the Holy Spirit. That hope is the hope of the Holy Spirit. That faith is the faith of the Holy Spirit. That love is the love of the Holy Spirit. And we are so highly grateful to you for that. And we give you the praise. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. So Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus, because they are yours. And by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. Because, O Lord, you love your heritage and you desire that your heritage will be healthy and strong, full of vigor and vitality. And you rejoice in granting longevity to the righteous soul. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.